He's the Melbourne boy, shirtless and underpants only, hard slapping bassman. We all know as.
This is Flea of the Red Hot Chili Peppers coming out to you in Radio Land.
Together with his high school buddy in the 70s, Anthony Kiedis, they'd go on to form one of the world's most innovative and exciting bands.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers!
His new book, Acid for the Children, tracks his story after a move from Oz to New York. The family split, his original instrument of choice, the trumpet.
One of these jazz clinicians stared at him and said, "Where the f*** did that kid get that sound?"
And the formation, dizzying highs and gutter lows of being in one of the world's wildest, most outrageous and influential bands. And right now, on the line, the man himself, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Flea.
Hello, Flea. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. Always great to catch up with you from your original homeland, Australia. Do you miss the joint, mate?
I always miss Australia, and it reverberates through every atom of my being and is a pillar of my heart. The answer to that is a resounding yes.
Flea, it's Jane Kennedy here, a big fan, huge fan.
Hi, Jane.
Hi. One of the things you must miss, too, from Australia, as you say in one of the early chapters of your book, is the taste of a meat pie from the local baker, tomato sauce dripping, and you don't even call it ketchup.
I do miss that. I do miss the early surfing morning and, the chilled bone drive over to the bakery to get a lovely meat pie.
Nothing's changed here. We all love that too.
Yeah. I do miss Australia a lot. And even though we were there just a few months ago and doing a tour, I really didn't get to do much besides work.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to hang out in my little beachy areas that I like. But I love Australia so much. It's such a part of who I am.
So, Flea, I'm trying to imagine your book writing process. I see you sitting down at a table in your underpants with a feather quill, just writing away. Is that how it happened?
Well, yes, there were a lot of underpants involved. But I wore a tweed jacket and had a monocle and sat by a fireplace with dogs at my feet while I philosophy of being a human being.
Yeah.
Now, actually, my process was very much like get up in the morning, right, really free and loose and kind of just let things unravel without any attention to grammar or organizing ideas in any way.
Yep.
And then I'd go and revisit that, what I wrote in the morning and the afternoon, and look at it from a more analytical and organizational point of view and try to make sense of it and find the good parts. And, like a sculptor looking at a block of clay and getting rid of all the clay that's not the thing. Just get rid of all the ideas and all the words that weren't really true to the essence of what I wanted to express.
Sounds fantastic, mate. It's a great read. If you're a Chili's fan, it's excellent. If you're a music fan, it's great. If you just want to know a little bit about a life well lived, this is an absolute page turner. Can I ask, what are you reading? What gets you off?
And right now I'm reading a great book by a man named Ta-Nehisi Coates, and it's called We Were 8 Years in Power, and it's kind of a... Now about halfway through it, but it's a study of racism in America and a really insightful look at that.
Flea, you've actually listed in the back of your book movies that grew you, books that blew your mind, concerts that changed your life. And just on that, in books, you've also included, which I'm fascinated with, Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte.
That's a book that really blew me away. And I actually made a record about 10 years ago. It's just kind of a weird little record that I made in my garage, and it's called Helen Burns.
Yeah.
And that record is based on a character from Jane Eyre that I really love.
I know. I studied it at school, man. I'm just trying to work,
okay,
work it out.
So now all I'm seeing in my vision is the Red Hot Chili Peppers tour bus coming into town with Flea sitting at the back reading Jane Eyre. What's going on? It's not rock and roll.
Yeah, my perception of rock and roll and yours might be really different. I know. We're back there with big pounds of drugs and strippers and in our underwear and hanging upside down.
That's more like it.
But when we're not,
people really love this book, and it's testament to your music and also Anthony's music. You're both super smart guys, and it just is so evident it comes through. You're an amazing musician and a jazz musician originally, and you really reveled and excelled at school in that area. The other areas at school you didn't go so well at, and you've got an interesting theory about education.
Well, I have a lot of theories about education.
a few theories.
You know, honestly, I just think that there should be a really equal balance between academics and arts and athletics, and that every kid has a different type of intelligence. And that thing should be nurtured, and kids should be encouraged to follow their hearts wildly and with reckless abandon. And I think when kids don't have the opportunity to do that, they suffer great trauma.
The book is called Acid for the Children, A Flea, A Memoir. Should be on the curriculum.
It should be. Yeah. It's
should
a great
be.
Read.
It'll be fun. Are you going to do a talking book version?
I've already done one, yeah.
Right.
That was difficult for me. To write it was really, I really love the writing process, but speaking through it was like really emotionally kind of devastating for me in a way.
Sure.
To read it out loud. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
You,
you're very honest. Yeah. And it's a really amazing read. I can't wait for my 17-year-old son to read it, Flea.
Oh, is he not too young? Is he too young? I'm worried. It's not for kids, you know.
Yeah. I know.
For someone who's smoking pot at the age of 13.
Well, yeah, you're on the front cover smoking a scoob.
He's old enough.
Good on you, Flea. Thanks
well
for
done,
your
Flea.
Time, mate.
Thank you so much for the time.
You're welcome.
See you, mate.
Acid for the Children, out in stores tomorrow. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Flea. This is Kennedy Malloy.